AMD has always been behind NVIDIA, far behind. While both make AI GPUs, AI giants have flocked to Jensen Huang while ignoring Lisa Su. AMD wasn't even a real AI competitor, it was more of a footnote. Yet, that might be changing. OpenAI just signed a massive deal, not with NVIDIA, but with AMD. What changed? Is the GPU monopoly finally broken? Before we can answer that, why was AMD even so far behind NVIDIA in the first place? Both companies were GPU makers, right? So why did everyone flock to NVIDIA and not AMD? In fact, in just Q2 2025, NVIDIA's GPU market share was 94%. AMD, just 6%. Not only that, NVIDIA was up from 88% the previous year. So AMD has been slipping while NVIDIA's grip has been tightening. Why? Well, we need to talk about CUDA, Compute Unified Device Architecture. Sounds complicated, but this has been NVIDIA's moat. AMD's GPUs were good, but the software support just wasn't there. Their Radeon GPUs were used in some machine learning, but had nothing like CUDA. CUDA is a powerful API for NVIDIA GPUs. It allows users to build code in languages like C++ or Python to leverage NVIDIA's GPUs for non-graphics tasks. CUDA made it vastly more accessible for engineers, researchers, and scientists to leverage GPU acceleration, but NVIDIA released this way back in 2007. Because CUDA was made so early and had consistent, unwavering support in the field of research, it became the default. NVIDIA became the preferred GPU provider not just because their GPUs were good, but because of the ecosystem around them. But something else was happening. After being at war with Intel over CPUs, AMD began to dominate console and non-PC GPUs. But NVIDIA was on a totally different wavelength. They were focused on something far into the future, AI. In NVIDIA's 2016 report, they stated, "Deep learning breakthroughs have sparked the AI revolution. Progress is exponential. Adoption is exponential. The impact of the tech industry and society will also be exponential." Keep in mind, this was several years before we had ChatGPT, Claude, or any LLMs in the market. But NVIDIA was already releasing AI and deep learning designed GPUs like the Tesla P100 series with Pascal architecture. By the time AI began to show its real potential, researchers needed GPUs and a lot of them. At the start of the AI boom, AMD did see a massive jump. The revenue skyrocketed from $9.7 billion in 2020 to $23 billion in 2022. But then, things get interesting. Their revenue dropped the following year, and their profit shows something even more alarming. 2021 was their most profitable year in history at $3.7 billion. But then, things take a nosedive, back down to $1.2 billion the following year. I think this is when researchers came to the big realization. AMD wasn't the answer for AI. NVIDIA was the far, far better choice. Not only for the physical chips, but also the architecture and the many, many years of prior research, AMD's market share began to slip. If something has become the standard for progress, it's very hard to disrupt the status quo. Things continued to drop for AMD, with profits falling again to only $600 million in 2023. There was no doubt about it. AMD was far, far behind. To be clear, they had invested in cloud computing and data centers, but not so much in machine learning. AMD needed to catch up. So in early 2022, AMD acquired Xilinx, a company that made FPGAs and adaptive computing chips. AMD bought them for $49 billion. This was the largest chip deal in history. But AMD didn't have $50 billion lying around. Instead, they performed a stock transaction where Xilinx shareholders received millions of AMD shares. But there was a problem. This wasn't great for their current investors, and shortly after, AMD's profits went into freefall. Investor confidence sank, and their share price, which was as high as $143 at the end of 2021, tumbled all the way to $84 by August 2022. But AMD marched on. On October 10th, AMD acquired Nod AI, an open-source AI provider. We don't know how much they paid for Nod AI, but the reason was clear. AMD was trying to catch up to NVIDIA. They were betting the house on AI. But even by 2025, it seemed like everything was getting worse, and AMD was losing more ground. Could they ever catch up to NVIDIA, and could they ever bridge the moat caused by CUDA?
I am super excited to show you, for the very first time, MI300X.
This was AMD's big shot, their answer to NVIDIA. And to be fair, AMD came out swinging.
We truly designed this product for generative AI. It combines CDNA3 with an industry-leading 192 gigabytes of HBM3 that delivers 5.2 terabytes per second of memory bandwidth.
These were GPUs specifically designed for AI workloads. They had better memory and AI inference capabilities than NVIDIA's flagship H100. The AMD MI300X has memory bandwidth of 5.3 terabytes per second, about 60% more than NVIDIA's H100. In AI and LLM tasks in particular, AMD also had a 40% latency improvement over NVIDIA. But what does all this mean? Well, lower cost while maintaining output. AMD has nailed one thing: the cost per token with the MI300X. At lower batches, AMD wins. But in the mid-range, NVIDIA offers a lower cost. Yet at the higher batch sizes, AMD's MI300X wins again. The more requests you group together, the cheaper it gets, and AMD is cheaper at that large scale. This means that for companies like OpenAI who process millions of queries nonstop, they can serve more users or train models faster for less money. This was AMD's real chance at finally re-entering the game and potentially catching up to NVIDIA. AMD was pouring billions and billions into AI, new chips, new architecture, and all kinds of acquisitions. A lot of big moves, but what actually came out of it? Quickly, AMD secured customers like Microsoft, Dell, and Meta, who would use the MI300 series for AI training. The anticipation was massive, but things didn't play out as expected. The MI300 series was expected to generate $8 billion in revenue, but pretty soon, that was dropped to $5 billion. Granted, these were just analyst projections, but then came the 2024 results. $5 billion from Instinct Accelerator revenue. That's not just the MI300X either, that's all Instinct revenue. Despite the hype, AMD's big answer for AI seemed to be fizzling out. Investors and analysts weren't too impressed. We now believe its AI GPU roadmap is less competitive than we previously thought. Hence, we believe AMD wouldn't be able to penetrate the AI GPU market as much as we had earlier anticipated. I should also note, AMD has their own platform called RockM. It was good, and AMD even made it open source to help with adoption and iteration. Developers found it highly flexible, even with existing infrastructure, but it was still competing against CUDA. CUDA was typically easier to deploy out of the box, and it was well documented. Simplicity versus new flexibility. Because of this, many developers and companies were hesitant to jump on the AMD bandwagon, regardless of cost or efficiency advantages. It was a tough time for AMD. Lisa Su was desperately trying to catch up to NVIDIA and their own investors' expectations, which were through the roof. One analyst said, "We applaud the progress AMD has made with MI Instinct, growing a roughly $4 billion AI franchise from nothing in just 12 months. Unfortunately, investor expectations have remained persistently out of reach. For many, the MI300X became a footnote, but AMD kept working, and then came something that changed everything. While not everyone jumped to AMD right away, there was one big reason to consider them. NVIDIA owning 94% of the market meant one thing: supply issues. The H100 and H200, despite becoming a generation old, were still selling out. Many customers had huge wait times to get their hands on GPUs. NVIDIA denies this, but their tweet seems to conflict with what Jensen Huang hinted at during an earnings call. True or not, customers were beginning to feel the strain on the market. All of it was over-dependent on NVIDIA, and that brought risk. Then, something else happened which tipped things in AMD's favor. Volter, the cloud infrastructure provider, announced in late 2024 a partnership with AMD. they would offer AMD Instinct MI300X GPUs on their cloud platform. Why does this matter? AMD's problem wasn't chip power or memory, but adoption. And Volta was a new public platform where developers could deploy and test on AMD's latest architecture. But then came something else. On June 12, 2025, at AMD's Advancing AI event, AMD signaled the Instinct MI350 series. And even more importantly, they hinted at the upcoming MI400 and MI450 generation. There was something different about these though. Someone was helping AMD design the architecture. Who? OpenAI. And that wasn't it. Someone else took the stage to speak at AMD's event.
Please welcome OpenAI founder and CEO Sam Altman to the stage.
OpenAI has played a huge part in the design of the next generation of Instinct. OpenAI has given us a lot of feedback that I think heavily informed our design. And then just a few months later came a big announcement. OpenAI's next generation AI infrastructure will run on AMD Instinct GPUs. This would start with the Instinct MI450 series coming out in the second half of 2026 and extend beyond. And there would be huge deployments, bringing in tens of billions for AMD. The deal could potentially reach $100 billion. This was a shock to many, but with how OpenAI helped AMD design the architecture, it really isn't too surprising. OpenAI likely saw AMD strides ahead of Nvidia. It just wasn't ready yet, but it could be. They're willing to take the bet, and that's huge because OpenAI is the golden child customer. OpenAI choosing AMD over Nvidia is a huge signal to the rest of the industry. Within just a few days, AMD stock jumped over 70%. Yet, there's something even more fascinating about this deal. In the announcement, AMD stated, AMD has issued OpenAI a warrant for up to 160 million shares of AMD common stock, structured to vest as specific milestones are achieved. Just like Xilinx, part of the agreement provides OpenAI access to AMD shares at a low price, depending on how many AMD GPUs are deployed, up to 10% of AMD. This is huge, but it does come with risks, and this was expressed by Jensen Huang himself. It's imaginative, it's unique, and surprising, considering they were so excited about their next generation product. I'm surprised they would give away 10% of the company before they even built it. And so, anyway, it's clever, I guess. The MI400 series isn't here yet, and AMD is already betting big on this deal. If it doesn't work out, it could come with a high cost. But honestly, they kind of had to do it. Make no mistake, AMD is the underdog here. Just like us. We're trying to cross 1 million subscribers on this channel, and if you haven't subscribed yet, I would really appreciate if you did. AMD needs to make bold moves to take ground in an industry so dominated by Nvidia. AMD might have caught up in chips, but ROCm is still a weakness in comparison to CUDA. The OpenAI deal is colossal and very future-looking, but that means ROCm can't hold them back. It must be able to deliver at scale. The question now is, can they close the software gap before this deal begins? Only time will tell. Ironically, a lot of companies are actually pulling back from AI after going too far in. Check out this video to learn more, but until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.